गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन लाभा जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी माधव जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी पीजन वल्लभा यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे रामा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hmm. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada. Jaya, Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nascha Prayesha Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishchiki. So I'm very happy to be here with all the children. And I congratulate the parents that you have chosen that this place for your child. It's so much a big sacrifice. You could have stayed in New York, San Francisco, and then spoiled your child. But you chose that we want to stay in this community and then you want to have a bright future for your child, both spiritual and material. So you should be so happy, all the children, that you have such wonderful parents. So anyhow, today we're going to have Bhagavatam class. And you call this as Worship Wednesday? Worship Wednesday. So both has W, that is why you chose it. Of course, you should worship every day. Every Worship Wednesday. So all of you can see the words on top there. Now tell me, children, which language is this verse in? Yes, Sanskrit, very good. You all learn Sanskrit? You don't learn Sanskrit? How many of you learn Sanskrit in your school? Only a few. Okay, well, small children learn. The elders don't learn Sanskrit. they have Sanskrit class. Okay, this Sanskrit class. Srila Prabhupada in the Bhagavatam, he introduced teaching Sanskrit also. It's a mother of all the languages. Sanskrit is what? Which is the mother of all languages. How many of you know what do you call brother in Sanskrit? दैट इज हिंदी भाई, हिंदी है भाई ये तो. इन संस्कृत भ्रात्रा, भ्रातृ. नो यस, यू कैन सी सम सिमिलैरिटी इज़न्ट इट. ब्रदर कम्स फ्रॉम व्हाट? भ्रातृ. एंड व्हाट डू यू से नेम इन संस्कृत? हाँ, नाम ऑफ. सो बोथ आर सिमिलर इज़न्ट इट. कैन आइडेंटिफाई? हाँ, सो मेनी थिंग्स लाइक दैट, मेनी मेनी थिंग्स. In in Christianity, there is one prayer. At the end of the prayer, what they say? Amen, isn't it? Amen. What is this similar to? Om. Huh? So it shows that Vedic culture was around the world. Once upon a time, people used to speak Sanskrit in this town, in this village. But somehow, it got into different language. So let us see the words. Please pronounce after me. This is called siksha. What is it called? Siksha means pronunciation. In English, you call it as phonetics. What is it called as? Phonetic. Phonics. So you have to pronounce A. Of course, when I pronounce A, it is different from the way you pronounce A. But it doesn't matter much. But still, you should know how to pronounce. Pratan. Tuhitaram. Now, what is the meaning of duhitaram? Who can tell? Yes, duhitaram. It is similar to what? Yes, daughter. Duhitaram means what? Daughter. Very good. Samrat. Pronounce properly. Samrat. Sadrikshaya. Sadrikshaya. Gata vyataha, gata vyataha, upaguhya, pronounce properly, upaguhya. See, the interesting thing about pronunciation is, if you pronounce these words, Sanskrit words, very nicely, your speech becomes very good. What becomes very good? Yeah. So there are two words in Sanskrit. One is known as Vak Siddhi. What is it? Vak Siddhi. Siddhi. Other is what? Vak Shuddhi. What is it? So right from your age, if you pronounce these words properly, your speech becomes very profound. Your speech becomes very... what is the meaning of profound? Who can say? Very clear, isn't it? So your communication skills becomes very clear when you chant these words. They are not ordinary words. So you should pronounce them properly and loudly too. Not that, okay, like somebody is in the well, doing something. No. You should pronounce them how? Very strongly. When you do these pronunciations properly, your speech becomes very profound. And you can communicate very nicely, isn't it? How many of you want to have good communication? Yes. Then what are you supposed to do? You should chant these verses nicely. Okay? Let's go further. Upaguhya. Cha. Bhubhuvyam. Bahubhyam. 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 Autkantya. Unmatita. Ashrayaha. So beautiful words, this one. And very important words for all of us. Now tell me, who is speaking these words? Yes. Krishna is speaking. Of course, Krishna speaks everything. Yes. Who can tell? Who is speaking this? Yes.
I'm speaking this verse. Okay, I'm speaking definitely. But I'm speaking from the Bhagavatam. In this context, who is speaking this verse? Who can tell? Very good. Who is speaking this? Maitreya. Who is he? Can you repeat his name properly? Loudly. Maitreya Muni. And he's speaking to whom? Who can tell? Very good. Who is he? Dhritarashtra. Maitreya is speaking to Dhritarashtra. Who can tell? Small kids. Who? This verse is spoken by Maitreya Muni to? Loudly. Very good. Yes? Vidura. Speaking to whom? Vidura. Who is speaking to whom? Maitreya is speaking to? Maitreya Muni. Who can tell the meaning of the word Maitreya, meaning of the word Muni? Who can tell? Muni. What do you mean by Muni? Children. Yes. You listen. Can anybody tell what is the meaning of the word Muni? Yes. Muni means saint. Very good. There are so many saints, but still Muni is a very special category. Who can tell? Okay. Please listen to me. What is the meaning of Muni? Muni means a great thinker. What is the meaning of Muni? How many of you want to become great thinkers? Yes, very good. Some of you don't want to become great thinkers? Yeah, raise your hands. Yeah, you should become thinkers, good thinkers. Isn't it? If you have good thinking, then your actions will be good. Isn't it? If you have poor thinking, then your actions will be poor. So everybody should be a Muni. It is not like, okay, somebody in the past, Maitreya was a Muni and I am just only a small kid. No, no. Prahlad was a great thinker, isn't it? One should be a very great thinker. If your thinking is good, then your actions will be good. If thinking is great, then your actions will be great, naturally. Then you will be respected for your actions. Very good. Now, Maitreya is speaking to whom? Yeah, Vidura. Now, who can tell what is the meaning of Vidura? Vidura is his name. Who can tell the meaning? Yes. Very good, wonderful. You're almost like 50%. Okay. It is very important for every student to know the meaning of Vidura, because I want that everybody should be Vidura. Please repeat after me, but loudly. I don't want to children like this, dull like this. Repeat loudly. I want everybody to repeat. Let's see who will repeat it the loudest. Kids here. Taken breakfast? You're not taking breakfast? Yes, sir, no. I'll break. Okay, then let us see. Who will chant the loudest? Vidya.
Vidya.
Now energy has come. Say Vidya.
Vidya.
Rate. Very good. Now energy has come. Vidya Rate. Iti Viduraha. Hey, all boys are failed. Now I want to hear sound from here also. Vidya
Rate
Iti Viduraha. Now don't repeat, I would explain. So, one who is engrossed in knowledge is called Vidura. Vidura means what? One who is engrossed in knowledge. Now tell me, the elder boys, what is the meaning of engrossed? Who can tell the meaning of the word engrossed? Hey, I'm English is not my language. I learnt it. It's your language. Tell me, what is the meaning of engrossed? Who can say? I want the children to speak. Parents are saying. Yeah, who spoke? Yeah. Who is?
Can you speak slowly, because I very difficult for me to get American. Very good, very good. Wonderful. Fully absorbed. Wonderful. So, Vidura. Vidura means one who is totally absorbed in what? In knowledge. Vidyarate Vidura. You know who gave the meaning? Who gave the name Vidura to Vidura? Vyasa himself gave. Who gave? Vyasa. How many of you know who is Vyasa? Yes, Plel? Vyasa Dev, who is he? Oh, is Krishna's incarnation, the literary incarnation of Krishna. He gave the name Vidura to Vidura. Vidya Rate Iti Viduraha. Now tell me, how many of you want to be Vidura? Yeah, raise your hands. You don't want to be Vidura? Always engrossed in knowledge. See, now this is the time for all of you to study nicely. You try to get knowledge. Always be engrossed in knowledge. See, this is not the time for gossip, isn't it? The more you gossip, you are going to waste your time. Now, as a student, who is your best friend? Tell me. Yes? No. Book should be your best friend. What should be your best friend? Who should be your best friend? The books. Yes, that books should be your best friend. Those who consider the book to be the best friend, they'll be always what? Successful, happy and successful. Very good. Now, let us go for the translation of the verse. Okay? Now, translation can be projected here. Yes, please project. Who can read the translation? Yes. Okay, you come, come. Come, come. You can take the mic. Or just recite, no problem. Read the translation. Edgy. Very good. Wonderful. Yes, they're really complicated words here, isn't it? But still, he did a very good job of reciting, reading the translation. Now, when you read, how you should read, tell me? Very slowly. No problem. There is no hurry about it. But you should read very slowly. Let us see. Thus relieved of the responsibility. Now, who can tell the meaning of the word responsibility? Yes? Very good. We all know you know, but we should know how to express it also, isn't it? Yes. Oh, this one. Okay, barely. That means you are a responsible person. Okay, very good. Nice, nice. This is a Vedanta explanation for the word responsibility. Yes, yes. What is the meaning of responsibility? Being matured. Very good. Wonderful. Yes. Yes, very good. You have to do the things which we have to do. And those who have responsibility, and they are called responsible people. That means they know this is what I have to do, whether I like it or not. That is called responsibility. Now, here, who is Swayambhuva Manu? Who can tell? Swayambhuva Manu. Dina? Swayambhuva Manu.
Yes. Okay. But let us be less American, isn't it? Don't use the word guy. he's a son of Brahma. He's not a guy. Isn't it? But you see, he's a great personality. So he's not just another guy, another girl. Who is he? He's a great king. Ah. Yes? Yeah, who is Swayambhu Manu? Yeah, please. Huh? Progenitor. Oh, very good. Wonderful. He's called Prajapati. He is a progenitor. Oh, good. Lot of knowledge you have. Now, a little bit advanced question. Why is he called Swayambhuva? Swayambhuva. Why is he called Swayambhuva? Who can tell? Yes. Try out. Yes. Okay, it is his name. I'm asking, why is he called so? Like if somebody's name is Jack. If I ask, why is he called Jack? There's no... Swayambhuva comes from the word Swayambhu, and Swayambhu is a Brahma's name. What is Brahma's name? Why Brahma is called Swayambhu? Because he was born directly from Vishnu. And since Manu is born from Swayambhu, Manu is called what? Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhu. Who is father of Krishna? He is Vasudev. Who is he? Vasudev. Tell. Vasudev. Who is Krishna then? Vasudev. So son of Vasudeva becomes who? Son of Swayambhu becomes? Got it? Son of Swayambhu becomes who? Swayambhu. Now, who is the daughter of Swayambhu Manu? Yeah, tell. All you could tell only. You are the only person on intelligent. Yes, behind. Yes. Oh, very good. Now some life has come from the boys. They're looking like this. Okay. Let's have some more fun time. Oh, chale. Okay. So we have Swayambhu Manu. His daughter is who? Devahuti. Repeat. Devahuti. Means one who has got the effulgence of a goddess. Huti means what? Effulgence. Devahuti means what? Who has got a effulgence of a goddess. She's like a goddess. She's so bright and brilliant. Okay, let's go to the next step. Now, what is the responsibility which every father has towards the daughter? Yes. Yeah, think. Yeah, the daughter should tell. Yeah, the daughter's here. Yeah. What is the responsibility a father has towards the daughter? Yeah. Let the daughters tell. Yeah, speak out. Yes. Huh? Should say? Money. Okay, money is required, definitely. Lakshmi is required, Saraswati is required. But what is the responsibility of every father? Yes, to get the daughter married to a who? Anybody? To a responsible boy, isn't it? You know, Srila Prabhupada, listen carefully, he told something very interesting. Listen carefully. Then only you'll understand. Otherwise, you'll not understand. All the boys also should understand this. Once Srila Prabhupada told that, I want all the girls to be married. What did he say? All the girls to be? All the boys to be brahmacharis. What did he say? All the girls should be married. And all the boys should be brahmacharis. Is it possible? Then why did he say Acharya told something interesting, isn't it? Why, how it is not possible? Yes, it is possible. Means, how is it possible? Yes, it is possible. If so, can you think of Srila Prabhupada speaking something impractical? An Acharya has spoken this. So it is practical. You want to know how it is practical? How many of you want to know? Yeah, you already stolen my words. So all the girls should be married. And after getting married, the boy should be how? Live like grihastha brahmacharis. See, brahmachari doesn't mean unmarried. In English, unmarried is called a bachelor. Bachelor doesn't mean brahmachari. Bachelor doesn't mean brahmachari. And just because somebody is married, that doesn't mean he's a householder. He is actually a grihastha brahmachari. So Swayambhu Manu was such a great personality because he was a grihastha brahmachari. Who was he? He had a daughter who is so beautiful and chaste like who? Devahuti. So the responsibility of having good children lies in being how? Being a grihastha brahmachari. Swayambhu Manu had one daughter, Devayuti. She was so beautiful. Not only physical beauty, she had the divine qualities. See, beauty is not just physical. The beauty is what? The underlying, it is beyond the skin. It should be how? The qualities. What makes a person beautiful is not the skin. What makes a person beautiful is what? Qualities. That is why it happens, isn't it? These days you must have observed also that when a young boy and a young girl falls in love with each other, they say, I cannot live without you. I cannot live without you. And they run away from the house and then get married. And after 6 months, they get divorced. Why? Because they got attracted only to the... But beyond the body is the qualities. So what is more important to be developed? The qualities. The qualities are very important. So Swayambhu Manu, he took care of his daughter and raised his daughter with all the divine qualities. And he got a very good husband for the daughter. Tell me, who is that husband whom he got? Yes. Kardama. Very good. Very knowledgeable. But what is your name? Ansh. He's Ansha. Who's Ansha? He is who's Ansha? Yeah, who's Ansh? Ansh means what? Part and parcel. Yes, who's Ansha? Everybody, we're all Anshas of whom? Tell the verse. Who can tell the verse? Where Krishna says we are all his part and parcels. Only children, huh? not adults. Let the girls, they are just thinking when the class is going to get over. Yes, tell the words. Yeah, tax your brains. Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says we are all his part and parcels. Yes, yes. Ansh knows the verse. I know that he knows, but I want those who know, but still they are not speaking. Yes. Okay, hint. It starts with ma, mama. Okay, chant everybody. Mameivamsho jivaloke jivabhutasanatana manashashtanindriyani prakritistani karshati. How many of you have heard this verse before? Then you should have spoken. If you know, then you should have spoken. Then you should be outspoken like this. If you speak loudly, as I've told, vak shuddhir bhavati, vak siddhir api bhavati. Your speech becomes very clear. You should chant these verses very nicely. So let us go further. That here, Swayambhu Manu has his daughter Devayuti. And he has found Kardama, as a son-in-law and got her married to Kardama. And because of that, he got relieved of the responsibility. But it is not that, okay, responsibility gone. Oh, let me be happy and go away. But still, Swayambhu Manu had so much of affection for whom? Daughter, isn't it? Out of affection, what did he do? What did Swayambhu Manu do out of affection? What did he do? Read. See the translation. Yes. Embrace the daughter. Because he was experiencing what? Separation from the daughter. See, the father generally loves the daughter and mother loves generally the... Love is there for both. In general, it has been understood, it is observed that father has more affection for and mother has more affection for. I'll give a similar example. Just try to understand. Now, Krishna is known as both Yashoda Nandan and Nanda Nandan. What is he known as? But he's more famously known as what? Okay, isn't it? He's more famously known as? Not as? Though his name is Nanda Nandan, but he's known as what? Let us go to Radharani. So, Radharani, she is known as Vrishabhanu Nandini, and also she is known as Kirtida Sundari. But she is more famously known as what? Vrishabhanu Nandini. Just see, though Krishna is known by both the names as what? Children, you should say loudly, you know. I get frustrated when you don't speak out like this. We want children with prana, isn't it? I think you don't take pure cow ghee. That is the reason like this. Eating bread and coming, prana goes away, isn't it? Nice ghee, you take parathas, then you'll get strength, isn't it? Anyhow, so Krishna is known as what? Nanda Nandan, and as well as? Yashoda Nandan. But he's more famously known as? Whereas Radharani has both names. What are the two names? Vrishabhanu Nandini as well as? Kirtida. But she is more famously known as? Why? Because it is very the nature of this world. You cannot change the nature of this world, isn't it? In the same way, the nature of this world is the father has more affection to daughter and the mother has more affection to the son. That is the nature. So even Swayambhu Manu's wife description would have been there, but we have Swayambhu Manu's affection for the daughter Devi. Now, the last point I'll speak and then finish the class today, because we'll have some kind of one question, because 8:45 I need to complete. So for that, before that, we'll read the purport. Let us read the purport. Just go to the purport. And I want one of you to read the purport. Boys behind. Yeah, elder boys. Yes. Yeah, you read. Read. Talking about you. Yeah, just yourself. Can you speak? Right, read out. We want speakers. Very good. See, I had one devotee family in which one boy, He was always morose, very depressed. Then they took him to so many doctors, so many people, but still he was very depressed. Just listen carefully. It's a fact I'm telling you. So then they came to me, what to do with our son? He's already 14 year old and he's always morose. He doesn't speak. Then I told, there is one way. You call your son. They called. Then I told, see, your parents are doing so much for you, isn't it? They are earning so much of money, spending so much of money in your school. So many things they are doing. They are giving you a place to stay, food to eat, all these things. They must have so much of love and concern. Can you do one favor? That boy told, okay. Then I told, just read and speak loudly. What I said? Not in the mind. It should be spoken very loudly. It should be very explicit. And the pronunciation should be very profound. Can you just chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or any mantra you like, or even in English, any word you like, speak it? How did I say? It should be spoken how? Loudly. Then he started doing it. Within 1 week, you know what happened? In his school, he came first in his elocution competition. First, within 1 week, just by reciting the verses of Bhagavad Gita. He was not even willing to speak to his parents. He was in depression. So the best medicine for any mental problem, what is that? Yeah, read the Bhagavad Gita very loudly. That is the best thing. So we stop here. Any questions, please do ask. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anyway, we deal with children right from for so many years, so I learned it from my mother. She was a teacher and she knew how to do with us. So that's the thing. Yes, these are all spoken by great rishis. When by observation, they are great thinkers. So that's why these proverbs or phrases, they are like sutras. These are the dharma shastras. So you should know that. Who cares? Unless you care. So that becomes very important. So when they know that you are interested in them, you want them to speak, you want them to grow, then naturally they will be interested. Otherwise, what? Who cares? How much you know? Who are you? Whether sannyasi or what? Who cares? Doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Mataji.
I just
Yeah.
Now I can work less hard. So I was in a discussion with a Srila Prabhupada disciple yesterday, yeah. And we were discussing things, and I said something, and she said, oh, that's New Age, New Agey. And I this question's in my mind because you said psychology. So I was speaking about how karma, our minds, are also our karma. The mind that we have, whether it's positive, negative, whether it's hopeful or pessimistic, it's our karma. And my understanding from Bhagavad Gita is that karma is the only aspect that is temporary, that we can step outside of our karma with our consciousness, with the soul. So I was speaking like that, and I was saying, if you change your mind, if you change the way you work your mind, and you change your focal point, then you're changing your karma. And she said, oh, no, that's New Agey. And so I was curious if you would share, is changing our mind also the power of changing our karma? Is there an ability to change our mind to change our karma?
Good question. Karanam gunasangasya sadat yoni janmashu. So our birth, by the time when we are born, the nature, it is from the previous life's association with the modes of nature. Krishna says this, karanam gunasangasya. So when we are acting in this world, it is not just good or bad, it is sattva rajastama. Goodness, passion, ignorance. So now coming to the question, karma. Karma is fixed. Prarabdha karmas are fixed. The situation what we experience, circumstances which we experience, that is fixed. But what can be changed is not the circumstance. What can be changed is the way you look at the circumstance. And Srila Prabhupada names it as attitude. And then if you see the introduction to the Upadeshamrita, he uses a very powerful line which actually defines the entire Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means attitudes. What attitude? That has to be changed and that can be changed. It is not New Age, it is there in the Bhagavatam, where in the Uddhava Krishna Samvad, Krishna talks about 9 aspects by which you can change your mind or change the way you think. You cannot change the world. You can change the way you think. So what are the factors which influence? The first factor is the food. What you eat, annamayam hi soumya manaha, as is your food, so is your mind. That is why Srila Prabhupada so much was on prasadam. So you had to cook sattvic things, offer to Krishna and accept it. So that influence of food is the major thing. Number 2, the surroundings, which atmosphere you are staying in. Number 3 is water. Number 4 is the associates, your friends. And like that you have books what you read. That is, if you cannot change the mind, then why you have to attend all the classes, why you have to do sadhana? The whole purpose is to evolve our consciousness by changing. Otherwise, if it is, then you're not a human. Yeah.
Thank you. And there's a nuance. So I think because the topic we were discussing was not spiritual, because this devotee was speaking like, my duty is to read Prabhupada's books and surrender and change, put my mind in spiritual topics. So it's not that they weren't working on their mind. It's more that when I was speaking about material circumstances. So I was saying, this is the material circumstance you're in, and due to the mind is how we interact with it. So I was talking about clear intention, that the soul is powerful enough to create the experience. So I can clarity that I have a problem. Maybe I'm dealing with another human being and there's a challenge and they're not cooperating.
Yes.
So there's a part of me that thinks that everything goes from subtle to gross. Means if I expect pain and suffering and struggle, then I'm going to experience pain and suffering and struggle. And if I expect
understood.
That, yes, there'll be difficulties, yes, there'll be yeah. some challenges, but actually yes. I'm taken care of, yeah. then I'm changing my internal, subtle, inner dialogue that, like, life is good because we're devotees. Mm. And I know Prabhupada said life is suffering.
I got it.
But that was the point. And so she was saying, no, because life, this is this material world. It is so no. painful. It is suffering. It is my karma from the past.
Yes.
Whereas I said, but your mind is also your yeah. present. You have an ability to change the way you're interacting yeah. with the experience subtly so that then the experience outside
it.
Will change.
Got
I'm wondering
it.
If that is not
it.
Accurate or...
You know. Yeah. So both are there. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Nahi kshanam jato tishta tyakarma krat karyati avashak karma sarva karma prakritir jair gunaihi. So we are bound by the modes of nature, by birth, and swabhava is very difficult to change, almost impossible to change. Swabhava. Swabhava means the nature by which you are born, number one. So the same time Krishna, he says, Shreyan Swadharma Viguna Pradharmat Bhayavaha. Arjuna, according to his nature, what was he? A Kshatriya. So Krishna told Arjuna, you want to give up and go to forest, Bhaikshama Pihaloke, but you know what is going to happen when you go to forest? There you will be saying, Bhikshandehi, Bhikshandehi. But one day it so happens, one very thin, very weak-looking beggar would come and cry to you, oh Arjuna, this stout, strong beggar, he has taken away my begging. He said, so, you will take a bow and arrow and fight with him to protect him, because it is your nature. A child has a particular nature, we are born with a particular nature, we just cannot act beyond our nature. But when you align your nature for accomplishing a particular responsibility. Like Arjuna, he engaged his nature in accomplishing the responsibility that is a desire of Krishna. Duryodhana also had the nature of Kshatriya, but his responsibility of accomplishing Krishna's desire was not there. So, that is where dharma comes into picture, responsibility comes into picture. So according to your nature, there are two options, to accomplish your responsibility or not to accomplish your responsibility. So what can be changed is not nature. What can be changed is from adharma to dharma. From not accomplishing your responsibilities to accomplishing your responsibilities. If somebody has a nature to be angry, that will not go. But earlier, that person is to become angry for personal reasons or wrong reasons. Now he becomes angry for right reasons. Becoming angry for right reason is good or not? Yes. So he has to be put in that nature. Like for example, a festival is there. In that there is one person who is always active and he wants to have some control and he wants to show that everything is proper. So he has to be made... the temple commander or a person where this nature is required. So what is to be changed is the object of that of the nature, accomplishment of the nature. That if it is a dharma, it is proper, it is fine. From that is why you should go from adharma to dharma. That can be changed. But nature is very difficult to change. And why need to do that? It's not required. That is not the purpose. If somebody is born with a particular nature, you have to serve Krishna according to that nature. Even material also, responsibilities, material responsibilities have to be accomplished according to the particular nature. That is why kayena vacha manasendriyerva vruddhyatmanava prakriteir swabhavat. So that is why Ayurveda, psychology, Vedic psychology comes into picture in identifying a particular nature of the child or anybody and or a devotee and engage him or her according to his or her nature. If you engage them without understanding the nature, then it will fire back. Not everybody can do everything. To accomplish responsibilities in this world, you require different natures. Man has a particular nature, woman has a particular nature, within that they also have nature. So that's nature. You cannot go against nature. That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
What advice do you have for parents raising their children in Krishna consciousness?
Oh, very good question. First advice is that for every parent, there is nobody more important than the child, including Krishna. Yes. Because of lack of understanding of this point, because we read certain things and then, okay, child, okay, Maya, mother, Maya. No. The very fact that there are relationships in this world, who created that? It is Krishna who created it. Why he created it? Because you can accomplish the responsibilities. If you, we forget that, that is the reason. So your child is your deity. That is the first responsibility. That is why I congratulated the parents that they have chosen this place, sacrificed so many things. I heard a couple of parents who chose this place, giving up San Francisco and New York and hi-fi cities where they could have earned more money and had bigger opportunities. Why they chose? They chose because this is a place where our child will be safe. In both materially and in Krishna consciousness. So that's a great sacrifice. So as a parent, our life is a sacrifice for the child. That's all. Once they are grown up, they are married, relieved. That's called relief because you have that responsibility, especially girl child. Till they are married, they should be taken care like Kanti Kreppalaga. Means eyelid takes care of the eye, isn't it? How careful it is. Any disturbance is going to, immediately it closes, isn't it? So like that, you have to care for your children. So whenever the child comes to temple, where it goes, accompany, be along with the child. You should never leave. That is how the whole culture, Vedic culture is. That is, parenthood is the most important. That is why Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava. Acharya comes later. First, Matru Devo Bhava. Means, mother is as good as God for the child. Pitru Devo Bhava. Father is as good as God for the child. And then comes teacher. Acharya Devo Bhava. This is what, like, we teach children in kindergarten, in the Vedic system. This is what is a kindergarten. The first verse which is taught is this. So it is a lesson for both. The child should respect the mother as much as we respect God. And the mother should also think, being a responsible, being a mother, I am representative of Krishna for that child. I am a representative. So immediately, I should be very cautious in taking care. So it's a teaching for both, not just for the parent or for the child. You see, Matru Devo, mother is as good as God, so you should respect the mother. Okay, mother should also think, I'm as good as God means what? I'm representative of God. So I should be responsible. So never ever neglect, especially in bringing up children, they should be brought up with the divine qualities. It's a big austerity. And that austerity is noted by Krishna, that you have done all this austerity for the child. So then, when you are accomplish that responsibility, he will give you enough goodness to practice Krishna conscious sadhana very nicely. It's a fact. So, most important, especially qualities, inculcating good qualities, and that is called education. Academics, anyhow, according to one's capacity, only academics will go. Like one child can eat 10 chapatis, one child can only eat 2 chapatis. You cannot make a child who is eating 2 chapatis, no, you have to eat 10, then only become strong. It becomes indigestion. So as much as the capacity to digest is fixed in every child, the capacity to digest academics also is fixed. you cannot for there. Some children have good grasping power and memory. Some doesn't have, no problem, academics. But what is important is the qualities. respecting elders, and telling truth. So these are certain qualities has to be inculcated. Right? If you just leave them, then they just pick up qualities from anywhere and everywhere, and then becomes very difficult for them in their life. If you inculcate good qualities, make them strong, they will be competent to face the difficulties in their life. It is not easy, whether America or India, whether Pakistan, whether it is UK, where it may be. Life is not easy. Even to run a family, it is not easy. So you have to train them to be able to face those difficulties which are going to come in life, where financial difficulties, family difficulties, social difficulties, all these things. It's a training. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Okay, we stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.